gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive to HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And today, this is your host, Nisha, and we have a wonderful guest joining with us. He's going to talk more and more about recruitment industry. So stay tuned, and if you are listening out there, chime in on our hashtag, DTHR, and if you have any questions, tweet your questions with the hashtags, and we will be able to pull that up. So without further ado, let me welcome Jill Stubblevine. Hey, Jill, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hey, Nisha, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having here with us today. I know it's a busy time for you, and absolutely lunchtime. So thank you so much for coming in 30 minutes to join in here with us and sharing your valuable insights. So before we kick off, Joe, it would be great if you can talk a little bit about you, who you are, and what you do.
Sure. I am the Vice President of Talent Solutions for Beyond.com. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with Beyond, but Beyond helps people in job search and career management by providing content and conversations, community, and career resources to about 45 million of our members across the United States. So basically what we do is we engage with our members through our roughly 1,000 or so niche career sites, our 500 industry-specific talent communities. And inside those communities, we provide salary information, career articles, contents, and of course, jobs within really 72 distinct industry channels. And my division works with hiring managers, recruiters, sourcers, staffing companies to really help them connect and hire great talent by leveraging the assets that we have, the marketing assets, job postings, resumes, emails, texting tools, and things like that, to help them reach our membership. And we also, Beyond is also the exclusive partner of the network, so we do a lot of global job distribution to about the top 133 job boards around the world. So I also get to go to really cool places like Morocco in April to represent Beyond. And I personally have been in the recruitment services marketplace for about 16 years. I've built job fair companies, published a print recruitment magazine, and I also owned and operated a regional job board, JobCircle.com, which primarily covered the Northeast United States. And I sold that to Beyond in December of 2012, and I've been here ever since, and I'm having a great time. And I love this space. It's a really fun space to be in.
Absolutely. It is a really fun place to be in HR and recruitment industry. So, Jill, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background in terms of how did you start with, you know, getting yourself into this recruitment industry in the first place?
Sure. I was actually working, I started out as an IT person. So, actually, prior to that, I started out in accounting and was doing accounting work for a number of different companies. And my father had been with Hewlett Packard for many, many years. And so I sort of had a tech background, started developing applications in the accounting and auditing field, and then eventually moved into consulting and internet consulting and web development work. And from there, me and a couple friends were sitting around one day, and I think, you know, Monster had only been out a few years, and we said, hey, you know, we should maybe build something like this, you know, for tech folks. And so we got together back in 1998 and created Job Circle, and then sort of never looked back. Ran Job Circle for about 15 years. We also tried a couple of different things. We had a pretty large job fair company, print recruitment magazine, and so I've always just been sort of passionate. I really like taking technology and using it to help connect people with something valuable, and certainly in this case, jobs. And so I've been now here about 16 years, starting to feel like a little old-timer in the HR recruitment products and services space, but it's fun. Every day, it changes every day.
Well, that's a great transition from accounting to consulting and then to tech to recruitment. Interesting. So, Gio, tell us, what's keeping you up at night these days?
That's a great question. I'm actually usually pretty exhausted at the end of the day with a full work schedule, and I have two young sons as well, so I don't really have too much trouble falling asleep, but I would say that I and really the entire Beyond team spend a lot of time thinking about how to improve our experience for our membership and how to keep our employer offerings competitive, you know, to keep up in this super rapidly changing recruitment products and services ecosystem. that we play in. And, you know, as you know, the recruitment advertising world is changing super fast with the advent of social networking, people aggregation, programmatic job ad buying and retargeting, cost per click, cost per applicant, and all the complex analytics tools that are popping up. So it's an ever-changing landscape, and I think for us it's really trying to make sure that we can continue to help our employers find great talent through Beyond and make sure that we've got the tools, the techniques, and, you know, the methods to help them make that connection quickly and efficiently. So that's usually what I spend most of my day and maybe sometimes at night thinking about.
Oh, well, absolutely. And with the emergence of all these latest advancements like social media and social, mobile, and cloud, you know, a lot of trends are happening in the recruitment industry very particularly and in recruitment marketing. So you are on top of that game, you know, content and providing that availability and searchability for your members that would, of course, job seekers, and then the mobile recruiting as well. So what do you see foresee happening in this down the line 2015 in the recruitment marketing industry?
Well, I think there's sort of a divergence happening. I mean, you have, you know, certainly recruiters that really value brand and they value community, and there's some fantastic tools out there where you can place your recruitment marketing within those ecosystems, certainly Beyond or LinkedIn are two of them. And then you're also seeing sort of at the opposite end of the spectrum where you have a lot of employers that have a lot of positions and they're trying to really squeak efficiency out of their recruitment spend, so it becomes less really about the relationship and more about driving clicks. And so, you know, there's just really a dichotomy of building relationships, building one-to-one relationships with job seekers inside those talent communities or social networks, and then on the opposite side, using programmatic ad buying tools, which really there is no relationship if you're buying clicks and trying to see what those clicks convert at with regard to how many clicks does it take to get to an apply or to a hire. So I think that both are very important with regard to your total recruitment strategy, but you're clearly seeing that. I think the traditional legacy job board model is struggling to keep up, whereas I think the talent community model and the engagement model and certainly the ad buying models are going to, you know, continue to drive the recruitment process forward.
You know, the interesting conversation is when I talk to recruitment marketers, they normally talk about these jargons like clicks and clicks per hour or things like that. But when I talk to candidates, they are really talking about how can I submit my job post or how can I finish my job application through that, you know, mobile site if you're talking about in that aspect. So when it comes to making it a little more simpler and easier and much faster, what do you recommend for the vendors or even employers out there in order to make it a little more easier for the candidates?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's still a lot of work to be done on mobile apply. You know, generally you see mobile applies are less than standard desktop applies. I think it starts with making really a responsive design to your site, whether that be certainly a site like Beyond or your own career portal. I think you're right, though, that, you know, job seekers, they have that pain point of really just they want to connect quickly with an employer that they're going to be able to engage in a discussion and find a job. Whereas on the back end, a lot of employers are looking for how can I lower the cost of my applicant, how can I lower the cost of my hire. So I think the mindset of both of those groups are different. And at the end of the day, they both really want to connect with each other. It's just the method to get there is sometimes challenging. I mean, I know for us, you know, we have a team of, you know, I guess four or five people that buy literally tens of millions of dollars of traffic just to try and get folks engaging with Beyond. And then we have another team of people that we think all day long about how can we make sure we get the right job delivery in front of them. We want to put the right jobs in front of the right people so that they click on the job, of course, and they apply, and then they become a member. And then we continuously engage them through value-added career content, you know, conversations, communities. So for us, it's a balance of both because being a vendor in the space, we need to – I mean, the job seeker is our true customer, right? So without that audience, that membership of 45 million passive and active folks that engage with us every day, we don't have a product. But at the same time, our paychecks get filled with money from – from our valuable employers, right, that want to have access to those 45 million members and be able to have conversations with them and be able to engage with them. So that's generally how we do it here, I think. But there are certainly tools that you can build, even if you're building a corporate website, or even in our case, we have a tool called Smart Match. And what it does is, as job seekers and members who aren't maybe actively looking, as they traverse through content and jobs and they like articles and they like things, we can start to understand them better and create sort of provide them jobs and other relevant information based on what we're seeing they like. So you're seeing where there's a real maturation in the space, so that as we think about how do we serve both customers in a way that respects them both.
So going back to that point, how do you normally use data as an interesting aspect in order to find out what is suitable for your audience? Let's say these 45 million members are there. For example, me personally, I'm clicking on some of the websites, some of the links, maybe some of the jobs, and the reasonable content related to that particular job as an HR manager or something. And how do you use that kind of a data when it comes to providing a content which is suitable for me that makes it much, much more customized? So that way you will be able to engage your audience and your members.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, for us, we really focus the power of our network is our members. So most folks, when they engage with Beyond, they may come in through one of our career sites, or they may come to Beyond directly, or perhaps they were researching an article on Google they were brought into one of our talent communities. Once they decide to become a member, and again, you don't need to provide us a resume to become a member, because we serve as people, not just active job seekers. And that power of, the power of our network is our members. And then at that point, they can organize themselves really based on a shared interest. So, in this case, their profession, and they can gather in these talent communities based on affinity. These talent communities are sort of a natural evolution of our niche network of sites. And members aren't really limited to participating in just one community. So as you come into perhaps just reading an article that you may have found a link from Google on, perhaps it's a healthcare article, or maybe it's you're a registered dietitian, you want to read an article on tube feeding, you'll start to be able to engage with salary information, content, careers, and community, and then hopefully decide to join because you see value there. And then from there, we'll be able to, as you perform more activities on Beyond, start to really cater that experience to make sure that we're delivering the right jobs, the right articles, the right content to you, so it adds value in the job you're currently in.
Absolutely. And then I'm sure you must be working with many, many clients. And if you can suggest some of the tips and techniques that your clients are doing in order to have an engaging career site, what would you recommend?
That's a really interesting question. I think that first and foremost, obviously, if making recommendations for our client site, so that's probably one of the biggest challenges I think we face as we drive when a person or a member on Beyond decides to engage with a piece of job content and they push that apply button. Many times we send them off to the corporate career site. And at that point, there might be a cumbersome applicant tracking system process, or you may have to click 16 times to even find out where to apply to the job, right? I know we've all been through this, right? So I think the simplicity of the apply process, I was speaking at an event in the fall, and I asked a group of, it was probably 70 or 80 practitioners to raise their hand as to how many folks had gone through their own apply process within the last 6 months, and I think like four people in the room raised their hands. And it was just incredible to see that I think there's a lot of companies out there that have a really cumbersome apply process, which is really challenging because you're paying money to drive applicants to your career site. But if your conversions from click to apply are low, you're sort of wasting money, right? And so how do you make sure that experience feels fantastic, you get a sense of the culture, and it's very easy and simple. And I've seen clients where we have gone through the apply process, and it literally can take up to 45 minutes And then, you know, they're wondering why they have low conversions just simply because the process is so cumbersome. But there's a lot of new tools out there that are incredible, and I think you're seeing a really, you know, a big advent of new companies that are kind of taking over the space that are fixing that. But it's really just, you know, I think just a clean and simple apply process, open and consistent communication with that person once they become an applicant to you, and just making sure that you treat them with, you know, dignity and respect throughout the entire process, even if they're not appropriate for the position that they applied for.
Great. Well, Joe, we are almost halfway through, so let's give a big shout out to our audience. Folks, you are listening to Drive Through HR, and this is your host, Nisha, and I'm talking to our wonderful guest, Joe Stubblebine. He is the VP of Talent Solutions at Beyond.com, and we are talking more about recruitment industry and how to have an engaging career site at your organization. So, Joe, as you said, some of the points in order to have an engaging career site, what makes job candidates, you know, turn down when they initially land a career site?
Well, again, I think it was really just the actual experience from the job seeker's perspective, right? So if it takes a while to find the job, if it takes too long to apply, if they get a canned response and it doesn't feel intimate to them, those are generally reasons why perhaps employers may be getting less applicants. At the end of the day, you want to build a system that would be something that you would want to use. You want to treat others mm-hmm. the way that you would like to be treated, right? I think a lot of times we go out and buy these big homogenized applicant tracking systems, and we kind of put our logo at the top, and we just put it out there, and, you know, we go to job fairs, and we say, go to our website and apply, and then they've got to go search through these millions of jobs, and they get lost in the process. So that's really,
I know,
I think,
right?
My perspective.
So how many minutes or duration that you would suggest in order to, reasonable duration in order to finish a job application?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it depends upon the complexity of the job. I mean, it depends upon what employers would like to use as filtering criteria as they're moving mm-hmm. their applicants through the registration path or the funnel, hiring funnel. You know, there are interesting techniques, and I've seen some applicant tracking systems do it, where they sort of filter out candidates, where you ask a series of drip questions. So first we'll ask you two or three questions, and then the system will know, okay, they're not a fit, so then they say, well, thank you for applying. And then if they answer a couple of those correctly, from there you'll continue to go through a process, but it's an engaging, iterative process. And then at the end of that funnel, if you've made it to the end, you then get inserted into the applicant tracking system. And from there, the recruiter has a much better perspective of, you know, your skills and capabilities, so you can eliminate a lot of wasteful sourcing as you're looking through just these blind applies that are coming in to your applicant tracking system. So I think an iterative intake process for applicants it works well, and certainly really thinking about mobile efficiency. I mean, as you know, there's a substantial amount of mobile traffic to Beyond and even to corporate career sites. But you generally see that mobile conversions of applicants are low. So making sure that you've designed a simple, responsive, mobile-friendly site as well is becoming more and more critical. And there's a number of fantastic companies out there that do that. But I think really taking a look from all different types of media to make sure that you've got good and clean inflow of candidates.
Absolutely. And right now we have, as you said, 45 million members are there. What do you recommend to our job seekers who are listening to Drive Through HR at this point in order to get the best out of Beyond.com if they are using it for the first time? I know there are 45 million people out there, but then still, if there is someone who really wants to try Beyond.com, what would you recommend to that job seeker?
Sure, we'd love to have help another 45 million, of course. I think that really it's Beyond.com at the end of the day is about you and sort of your professional desires. I mean, I mentioned earlier about how we have over 500 different talent communities. So if you're an IT developer and you're very interested in database design and certain pieces of technology, you can engage within those communities and find all kinds of value throughout them. I think that our team has done a pretty good job that when you come to the front page of the site, it's fairly easy to engage with companies and jobs and people. It's pretty intuitive. So I don't really have a lot of instructions just because I think generally if you're actively or passively looking for work or you're looking for things relating to your occupation, your industry, your job function, it's certainly a great place to bookmark and keep as a resource.
And, Joe, tell us a little bit more about the culture at Beyond.com, because when we talk about Beyond.com, normally people think of jobs and recruitment industry and then job boards and content, but then it would be really great to if you can take us through that behind the scenes, some of the people who work behind this great organization, and what do you love about working at Beyond.com?
Sure. I sold my company to this company. I think the biggest thing I like about Beyond.com is the people. This company was founded by Rich Milgram, who's our CEO. It was founded in 1998, and I've known him for a number of years. And he has really built a family. It's a very unique culture. Every day, you know, they're very gracious to provide lunch for us every day. He does a really complex team-building exercise every December. We're literally for like a week straight, we plan all of these group functions. And of course, it's always, you know, I'm on the sales side, so it's always when all the big business comes in, but we've got to make sure we take the time to perform these contests and activities where we might have cook-offs. And I think that the culture is really here about the people. And it makes sense, too, because at the end of the day, we're really in the people business of connecting job seekers and employers with each other. So that attitude certainly permeates here. And we're a very casual company. I think Rich himself walks around quite frequently in jeans. We relax because it's not about what we're wearing. It's about what we're trying to do to help, you know, help employers connect with great talent. So it's a fun place to work. I've been here over 2 years, and I've really, really enjoyed it. A lot of smart people here, and it's a fun time.
Absolutely. So is there any something unique thing that you wanted to share with our audience that you do at your organization in order to make people more collaborative, innovative, and a fun culture?
Well, I think outside of the, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure here. Halloween is like a big deal, right? So outside of the team building exercise that our CEO puts together for us, which are really great because you get to know, we have, I guess, about 100, 120 people, I think. It's fantastic to get to meet all of those people and do those team building. But Halloween is one of the really exciting times for us with a lot of build up, team costumes. So I'm not sure how productive it is from a revenue perspective, but I think it's really productive from just really building close bonds. Because, you know, sometimes work can be stressful and it's challenging, but if you like the people you work with and you respect and admire them, it really makes us collaborate a lot more effectively through many of the activities that they provide for us here. So,
well, so happy to hear that. So, Joe, throughout your journey over more than two decades, you know, you have been there out there, started your career as an accounting and IT professional and then moved into consulting and become an entrepreneur and then now into a recruitment industry. You are out there as a leader. So if you can share a lesson that you have learned throughout your journey that made you successful as who you are right now, what would that be?
Well, that's a very challenging question. I think I've learned so many lessons. I mean, I ran my own business for over 15 years, and, you know, really at the end of the day, it wasn't about me at all. You know, it's about really building good teams, listening to your teams, allowing them to provide input and really engage with everyone in the organization. We all have an interesting perspective, and I think that just seeking to always understand is a practice, a big, you know, Big fan of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and I think before making assumptions, always seek to understand, learn, keep current in the marketplace, and that's been something I think that's really helped me personally. But I think, you know, everybody has a different leadership style, but that's kind of worked well for me.
Awesome. Well, and one more interesting question that I have for you is you are into the technical world of recruitment industry. So what is that fascinating technological disruptions that you have ever seen in the HR tech world or HR or recruitment tech world?
You mean from a what technology am I seeing now that's fascinating industry? Interesting.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Well, there's a plethora of them out there. I think some of the things we're doing with our Smart Match program that dynamically starts to understand what you like and serve that to you. I think also the programmatic ad buying world is very interesting where, you know, programs start to buy job inventory based on performance. You know, social people aggregation is also pretty fascinating where there are large communities of data about people on the internet, aggregating those up and providing that information to recruiters. It's just the convergence of data sharing and communication through different companies through APIs, and it's a fascinating world to kind of watch it all come together.
Mm-hmm. And in 2015, what is your personal goal, you know, outside of work, something personal that you really wanted to see happening?
Well, that's a great question. I would say I'm a big boater. I keep a boat in the Chesapeake Bay, and I just sold my boat in November. So my personal goal is I need to go find another boat so that I can make sure I can relax on the summer and unwind. So I'm hoping that my goal this year in 2015 is to find a new boat and also to make sure my kids get through school this year and with passing grades and everybody stays happy and healthy, you know.
Well, good luck. Well, let that happen. And being a father, what do you like most about being a father? And how do you manage to keep up with your work and to keep up with your family?
Well, I think every parent struggles with that. I know I've spent the last 2 days sanding a little block of wood. My younger son, Aiden, is 11, and he's in the Pinewood Derby. So I was traveling last week, and we had about 3 days to make sure we get this Pinewood Derby card done because weigh-in is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So, you know, you just do what you got to do. You work hard, you come home, have dinner with the family, and just make sure you support them and spend time with them because at the end of the day, they really are the most important thing on the planet. And so I just try and do the best I can. Some days I'm better than others, but I am probably a type A personality. I do tend to stay up fairly late, and so I managed to squeeze it all in, and I do like having a busy schedule, so I'm definitely very blessed there.
All right. And tell us a tip or a technique that you use in order to manage your busy schedule.
Well, I do, from a work perspective, I certainly have a bunch of tools, Outlook and other things like that to keep tasks. I try and block out calendar time to make sure that I have the time to really do work. Sometimes you can get caught up with sitting in a lot of meetings, right, and not being able to get things done. And I think the same personally. But when I'm home, I literally don't keep the cell phone on me. I try not to check my work email. Email will always be there, right? So I try and I think compartmentalize maybe a little bit and segment and make sure that I've carved out the time to focus on the things that are important, whether that be, you know, at home or at work. And that seems to work well for me. And that's probably how I do it, which is probably not too unique from how others do it as well. But, you really need that work-life balance, I think, to be a successful human being, right? We value our work, and we also value our families. We just want to make sure that, we're walking down the right path.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, thank you so much for being here with us at Thread HR. I wish we had more time to talk more about recruitment industry, but then, see, I told you, time will run fast. So, Joe, where can our audience connect with you, find out more details about Beyond.com, and where should they be following you?
Sure. Actually, I would love to connect with anyone who's interested in connecting. If you go to beyond.com/Joe Stubblebine, that's my career portfolio on Beyond. And it has all my social contacts, my work phone, and my cell phone, and all that good stuff. So always interested in having a chat with others in the space.
Absolutely. So that was Joe Stubblebine from Beyond.com, the VP of Talent Solutions. So follow him on Twitter at Joe Stubblebine. That is JoeStubbleBine. Well,
thank
Joe,
you,
thanks again. Have a wonderful rest of the day.